Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
That's kind of spicy, man. Check your temperature. Keep you warm. That is our first McDonald's spicy song of the day. Let's do this. 94KX, who's hot on the Ford Fun Line?
Hey, it's Rose, Tom.
Hey, Rose, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm done and on my way home.
Oh, you're done with work? So we're checking your temperature with Sean Paul, and that means it's time to get spicy with McDonald's. You've got yourself a 10-piece Chicken McNugget or the all-new Spicy Chicken McNuggets.
There we go.
You're feeling hot this morning now, aren't you?
A little bit. I wore my hoodie, and I really don't need it, I don't think.
Well, it is about 50 degrees, I guess. It's going to be very warm today. 80 degrees. What happened to fall? Laura, what happened to fall?
I don't know. Global warming?
Like, yesterday was the first day of fall. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Today, sunshine, 81. Wow. All right, we'll get spicy one more time this morning with McDonald's. What do you wear today, Laura? I mean, what are we? I got this hoodie
again,
on.
I shared this on my personal social media the other day.
Okay.
Where it's like in Pennsylvania, winter is approximately 6:15 in the morning, and then springtime comes around 11. Summer is anywhere from 2:30 to 4:30, and then fall shows back up about 6 p.m.
So we could have four seasons in a day. You are absolutely correct.
Dress appropriately. You can do it.
So I'm doing like this stay dry t-shirt thing, but I got a hoodie on over the top of it. This hoodie's not going to last. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're going to end up taking it off.
You know me, I could wear shorts 365 days a year. People stare at me.
But you're like an eighth grade boy.
Well, thank you, I think. Anyway, I wore long pants the last couple of days because it's been chilly. Now I'm back to the shorts today. I don't know what to do. Anyway, dress appropriately. We're going to address how you do your hair on a quick day. There's a song that has gone viral on social media, a girl singing about her floppy bun, and I thought of you because you always take all the Laura hair and you pull it up to this big giant thing. I don't know what you use to tie it up, probably wires or something.
Magic.
There it is. And we're going to talk about that coming up in a bit because, you know, a guy, I just have my Irish cap on today, my snap-down cap. Because
your Peaky Blinders cap.
Yeah, and you put that on when you don't care what your hair looks like underneath. But ladies have more of a challenge, and the floppy bun song is going viral. We'll talk about that coming up as well. So, Laurie, you're doing the four seasons layers this morning, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do have on a hoodie as well.
Okay, and the hair. We got to know about the hair.
It's in a floppy bun, actually.
There it is.
Later on, I might braid it.
Oh, well, see, these are the things Laura can do while the music is playing. It's great. We'll talk about early morning fashion that lasts throughout the day coming up. And also, Walmart is still creepy. Stay with us. How do we dress for central PA weather? It feels like winter in the morning. It's spring by midday. It's summer in the afternoon and it's fall at night, pretty much. Or any given arrangement there. How do we do it? How do you fix your hair in the morning? How do you dress? We're confused. Tom and Laura want to know.
Basically, you pack an overnight bag. I feel like you just need all of the options.
And throw it in your car. Saw the viral song on social media this morning. Immediately thought of Laura. A girl sings a song about her favorite floppy hair bun.
There are many different kinds of buns, but this one is my favorite. While it's not the prettiest, it surely is the bravest. It keeps the hair out of my face. I wear it while I'm sleeping. Every girl's guilty pleasure. It's so simple, fast, and easy. Floppy bun.
Floppy bun.
Ooh, like a mushroom on a mountain. Floppy bun.
Floppy bun, like a mushroom on a mountain.
Floppy. I love that. Like a mushroom on a mountain.
Floppy bun. Get to our Facebook and let us know how you're adjusting your fashions this morning.
How I love you. It's so easy to do. You wake up in the morning and when you don't know what to do, you Floppy just throw bun. Your hair on top of your head and let it fly away.
Floppy
it's
bun.
Out of your face. It's easy to do. It is a floppy bun. Bun.
Can make you feel so worthless, so before you go.
Well, the Emmys are gone, here and gone. And the next morning after the Emmys, radio and television morning shows tried to talk about the show that stole the comedy awards. All categories went up the crick, as we should say.
The creek. The creek.
Some people say crick. I think they're from Herndon. Anyway.
Yeah, but those are two different things, and that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, it is like root and route. Anyway, so Jimmy Kimmel last night on late night TV put together a montage of morning television and radio struggling with the name of the show, S-C-H-I-T-T, apostrophe S, creek. And I just started laughing because I thought of the way we just said it. And we said it because it was the name of the show, but nobody else could say it.
The show up a creek whose name we can't say on morning TV.
Can't say the name on TV, but it involves the creek. Now, we're not sure if we're allowed to say the name.
Yeah.
Our boss told us we can't say the name of the show.
Renee what? Didn't want to say the name of the TV show.
Not really.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
That is spelled S-C-H-I-T.
Yes. Still can't say the name of the show that swept. You can't really say the name on TV, but Creek is in the title.
The show that sounds like Splits Creek.
We're talking about S-Creek. S-Creek is so good.
Never seen blank Creek.
Can I say the name of the show?
No, I guess nobody could say it. And the one guy who said S-Creek, it sounded like he said ass. So it was like even worse than what you could have said.
Oops.
I don't know.
I just went on record, and I'm going to do it again. I love Schitt's Creek. I'm talking about a show. It is what it is.
There it is. It is fall, so we're falling, but it doesn't feel like fall because temperatures are in the 50s already. It's going to be 80 today, second day of fall, and it feels like spring. What the heck is going on? How do we dress, Central PA? Tom and Laura in the morning, let us know. Go to our Facebook page. Coming up next hour, you just wish she'd go away, but she's not going to. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about
who
that.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, the Tiger Lady. I just have to let it out of the bag. She's not going away anytime soon. So,
all right, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about Carol coming up. Birthday buddies on the way, including Bruce Springsteen. That's kind of cool.
That's fun.
And hey, congratulations to Mount Carmel. They finally played their first football game last night.
Yay.
They beat Williams Valley. They've been waiting and waiting through this COVID. And yesterday, Notre Dame announced that they will postpone their game with Wake Forest because 13 Irish came down positive for COVID-19. So this thing ain't over, Laura. It's just not over.
I know.
Sad.
I wish it was.
So do I.
I feel like I want it to be, but
Mark has
remember,
the details coming up. Yeah. Over 200,000 have died in this country.
Ooh.
We broke that barrier yesterday, the 200,000 mark. Here in Central PA, just when you think it's leveling off, 45 new cases 2 days ago, most of them in Northumberland County. It's like, just go away. I mean, the frustration is there.
I read a really interesting thread the other day was kind of about the psychology of big disasters like this, so the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 6 months in, but we're really only a third of a way there. And all the things that you just said, like we're frustrated and we're angry and whatever, are totally normal. Ugh. And it's okay to feel those things.
Mm. But we just.
It was interesting. I don't know.
We just want to move on. Another holiday is coming, Halloween, and all, you know, the CDC coming out with all these regulations on what your mask should look like now. Oh, boy. It's just, I could see Thanksgiving coming and Christmas, and we've already talked about Macy's parade on Thanksgiving going virtual. It's just, this thing just won't go away.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, but we just have to stay the course. It'll be okay.
Maybe not a lot of thinking done last night. We had the choice to eliminate a former basketball player in the NBA or a woman who killed her husband. And I knew you'd appreciate that one. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars elimination time. And what happened?
Pasha and Charles and Emma are at the bottom two. Carrie Ann, which couple would you like to save?
The couple I want to save, because they did better this week in their dance, is Carol and Pasha.
No! Come on.
Wow. Uno, which couple would you like to save?
I have to save Charles and Emma.
Wow. Chuck!
We are split. We need a quick answer from you, Derek. Quick. You got to break this.
Hi, Derek. Thanks a lot, guys.
Quick, Derek, quick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, quick.
It's live TV, dude.
Yeah, we're live, Derek.
Charles,
we're live.
I love you so much. The couple I'm going to save is Carol and Pasha.
No!
Wow. All right. Well, let's hear it one last time for...
Unbelievable. So the Tigress Lady, or whatever we call her, survives on Dancing with the Stars.
I guess she has a lot of cool cats and kittens out there who are rooting for her, including some of the judges.
Yeah, cool cats and kittens. I like that. I see what you did there. I still think Tom and Laura on Dancing with the Stars would work.
We'll see, but we would be competing against each other because they would sign us a pro.
No, we could do it ourselves.
You think?
You'll be the pro.
I'm not a pro. At ballroom? Get out of here.
Me either. For KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Todd Alexander.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
All right, man. You felt the heat of the moment right there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's the spicy song this time around. Feeling the heat of a spicy McNugget for you and from McDonald's, a free 10-piece chicken McNugget or the all-new spicy chicken McNugget. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on, Todd. I want to call him Nugs because Laura has that in my head. Hey, you just won some Nugs. Todd would be like, some what? Anyway, spicy McNuggets all week long with spicy hot songs with Tom and Laura in the morning. I was going to ask the caller what they were wearing today, but when a guy asked another guy, hey, what are you wearing? It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, so, it's fine. It's fine.
It. We have experienced everything but snow, I think, this week. And it's typical central Pennsylvania. The weather is cold. And then we say, well, that's because fall is coming. Fall arrives. And now it's sunny and 81 today. How do we dress? The question that we asked early this morning. Go to our Facebook page and let us know. And ladies, are you wearing the floppy Laura Good bun today?
I do like that song. It's stuck in my head.
We got to play that again. We definitely got to play that again. Okay, there you have it. I forgot to mention this, but over the weekend, I experienced a Karen.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah, she made fun of me because I was wearing a mask. I was like, whoa.
What?
So what do you say? You know, I'm in the Dunham Sports in Bloomsburg, and this couple are coming at me and they're not wearing a mask, even though the sign on the door says all customers must be wearing facial coverings.
Sure.
And so she's coming at me and I step out of the way so they could walk by. And I guess me stepping out of the way was an insult to her.
Offensive in
maybe,
some way. Yeah.
I didn't mean it to be, but I guess it was because she and her husband, I'm assuming it was a husband, weren't wearing masks. So I stepped aside and she looks at me and she goes, I don't need no stinking mask.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I should get the manager. Maybe I should get the manager.
No, no. Do like your mama taught you. And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all and just keep walking right on by.
That's exactly what I did. I just turned and
good
walked.
For you.
Can I speak to your manager?
Yeah!
America's Next Top Karen is back.
Can we be seated already? We've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Watch as these kooky Karens compete to be the best in America.
You guys can't be selling lemonade here. This is a residential neighborhood.
I need to take my boys to soccer practice.
You cannot force me to wear a mask. I will call the cops. I will call the cops.
Well, how much longer is it going to be?
2 minutes.
What?
These Karens are large and in charge.
I ordered the white romaine hearts and the wedge salad. These sleeves are green.
Hi, 911. 911. There's a bunch of gangsters selling lemonade outside my house. There's a lady here who's trying to make me wear a mask. I'm afraid for my life.
This Sunday on Bravo. All Karens, all the time.
I'm calling the police.
Okay, call the police. I'm in. I'm going to watch that show.
Same. Sign me up.
The wake up early, do a little studying, take the dog out, finish that audiobook.
Until the very end.
Who owns Venus? I was just kind of wondering. Maybe the news will explain it coming up next. I just breezed through an article, just skimmed over it. And then after I deleted it or exited out, I was like, wait, what did they? There's Russia thinks they own Venus, the rights to Venus, like territorial rights to the planet. Like, what? Where did that come from? I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that the Venetians that exist there, even though we can't see them, because they probably are some other kind of body or entity other than, like, the traditional human, they own Venus.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Putin. And they can't, don't get to lay claim.
They can't see us because they're Venetian blind. See what I did there? See what I did there? Anyway,
that's the best dad joke ever.
Thank you. Conan O'Brien has more dad jokes on Venus coming up next hour. Also, when I say the phrase double your impact, that just sounds like so cool. Like
it makes me think of double minkum.
It makes me think of like buy one, get one, or like two for the price of one. Yeah. But the Ronald McDonald House is doing a Double Your Impact September. And we'll talk about that with our friend Janetta Reed on the toll-free line checking in with us next hour as well. Who does own Venus? Oh, Venus. And how did Russia get Venus and all we got was the moon? What's up with that?
I don't think anybody owns these things.
No. Double your impact. If I say that phrase, you're like, wow, this is going to be cool. Because there's just some phrases that make you pay attention. Well, the Ronald McDonald House in Danville is doing a Double Your Impact September. And look where we're at. We're at the 23rd of September. It's almost over. So double your impact with the Ronald McDonald House means your gift will go twice as far. Janetta Reed, who's always in here in the studio with us to talk about the great Ronald McDonald House. Of course, she's on the toll-free line given our COVID restraints. Good morning, Janetta.
Hi, good morning.
It's always great to talk to you. And boy, the world has changed in the last 6 or 7 months, hasn't it?
It sure has.
I mean, you're on the phone instead of standing 4 or 5 feet away at a guest mic. Laura is at home, been broadcasting the show from her house since March. So say hi to Laura if you want there, Janetta.
Hi, Laura. I missed you.
Aww. Oh, Janetta, I miss you too. Good morning.
We all kind of miss the old way the radio show was done, but we have to adjust. And the Ronald McDonald House in Danville still needs your help. So things have changed there too, right, Janetta?
It sure has. You know, this year has been definitely a whirlwind for us. And, you know, adapting to the environment that we're now in and changing the way that we used to do things for our families and how we reach out to the community for support for our families has definitely changed, which is why we created the Double Your Impact campaign.
Yeah, because everything is down, all right? And that includes people donating, and that's kind of a shame, isn't it?
It is, because we have such a giving community. Everyone in our community has such big hearts, and they want to help, and they want to make a difference. So we created this to make it easy and simple and for the community to get involved.
There you go. So the people who want to donate are going to double their impact. And people hearing this right now, Janetta, maybe they never donated before to anything, let alone the Ronald McDonald House. And they say, wait, double your impact? This is kind of cool. So tell us how it works.
Yeah. So what better time to give than between now and September 30th, where every dollar will be matched? That means your gift goes twice as far, helping twice as many families with children that have cancer or other serious illnesses. They need your help more now than ever before.
Life has changed for these kids, too. Life has changed inside the house, too, because we all have to be safe there as well. And so for a critically ill child, Jeanette, I would imagine this is just doubly tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they're already facing so many challenges, and this is just doubled the amount of challenges that they're being faced with.
So why not
we're
double?
Just trying to brighten their day. Yeah, why not double?
So it's RMH, that's Ronald McDonald House, rmhdanville.org/doubleyourimpact to make your donation. And please do it today. We have Jeanette on the line with us now, the Ford Fun Line Live, because it is the 23rd of September and time is running out. And these kids, no matter what's going on, Jeanette, these kids and these families still need help, right?
They do. So please help with this giving movement and make your donation today. Again, it's rmhdanville.org. We have $22,750 that's going to be matched thanks to our generous sponsors. So please, your $5 donation now becomes $10. And what better way to make an impact for our families?
Yes, thank you so much to the sponsors who have given the Ronald McDonald House in Danville the matching money. And now we need your help. So, again, rmhdanville.org and then /doubleyourimpact to get this done by the end of the month. Jeanette, I'm sorry I can't see you right now, but thank you for checking in with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I missed you guys. It's always fun coming into the studio.
Yeah, and it's just plain old quiet now. But we'll get through this and we'll get through this whole pandemic thing, and we, of course, will get through the Double Year Impact Month by helping the Ronald McDonald House. Thanks again for being part of Tom and Laura in the Morning, Jeanette.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
True. Looking good on the way to work Wednesday morning. Do you wear real pants yet, or are you just zooming your work in sweats? Earlier this morning, Tom and Laura asked on Facebook, what to wear in this wicked weather of ours? Because, I don't know, Laura, I mean, I was ready for fall, got the fall clothes out, now sunny and 81 today. What?
The sunshine is peeking out in my backyard. It looks like a gorgeous day.
Yeah. So don't get us wrong. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. Another nice day on Friday, Saturday, Sunday looks nice. But I mean, upper 70s, 80s, we just welcomed in fall. Can we please make up our minds here, Mother Nature? So we asked what we should wear. And I did an unofficial survey here, Laura. I'm the only one wearing shorts today.
Mm. Oh, everybody else has on pants?
No, Rob the Sports Center, he's always backing me, man. He's always got like a pair of Philadelphia Phillies shorts on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nope, he's got long pants on today. Joe McGranahan, long pants. Chad Hershberger, long pants. Mark Lawrence, long pants. Just saw Lynn Hall. She's wearing long pants. Mark Stevens just came in. Yeah, he got long pants on.
Every time you say pants, it just makes me think of that skit with Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon. It's like, got my tight pants on. Walking down the street in my tight pants. Tight pants, tight pants on.
I love it. If you're with us earlier this morning, we wanted to know what to wear. And then that included your hair, ladies, because a new viral comedy song has come out. And the first time I heard it, I said, Laura, is this you singing?
The floppy bun.
There are many different kinds of buns, but this one is my favorite. While it's not the prettiest, it surely is the bravest. It keeps the hair out of my face. I wear it while I'm sleeping. Every girl's guilty pleasure. It's so simple.
Sing along, ladies.
Floppy bun. Ooh, like a mushroom on a mountain. Floppy bun.
A floppy bun like a mushroom on a mountain. Floppy bun.
I love it.
You should come up with extra verses for that.
I could try.
As you twist your hair into a top knot during the morning show and tend to the dogs. It is nice to know that Laura is the founder of the floppy bun.
Thank you.
One of my favorite good party songs. Free shots for everybody. Yeah! I got your attention. Flu shots we're talking about. Our sister station News Radio is down at the Susquehanna Valley Mall right now, where Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver's office, in cooperation with Geisinger, the Family Practice Center, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and of course the Susquehanna Valley Mall, they're doing a drive-through free flu shot event. Like, going on.
Very cool.
Starting at 9. So get your car in line and get your free flu shots. Now, if you're wondering where it is, there's going to be, actually there already is, a Family Practice Center inside the old Sears building. So you remember what end of the mall the Sears was on. It's now turning into a Family Practice Center. And right outside, under the awning there, you'll find Mark Lawrence broadcasting on the mark live from the Susquehanna Valley Mall. And while people get their free flu shots, they could hear Mark and Joe McGranahan and a bunch of ignorant people on the phone talk about politics. There it is.
It's actually very dangerous to reveal the location of where Mark and Joe are broadcasting from this morning.
Oh, here's the deal. Mark is there. Joe is here.
What? Yeah. Oh, Mark is the sacrificial lamb.
Exactly. So good luck to Mark. The On the Mark show, 8:30 to 10. The flu clinic, the free flu shots from 9 until 3 today. So join
good
us.
Stuff.
Sunbury Broadcasting, just trying to help out in these tough times. SBC Media with the good help of our good friends at the United Way, the Susquehanna Valley Mall, and more. So free flu shots. As soon as I said free shots, the dogs seem to stir.
They did. They are stirring. They're excited to get the flu shot, even though they don't need them.
Or they're excited to get that squirrel that's on your patio.
Well, there is that.
Nobody loves. Chad Evans coming up next. He'll take you through the midday, including that way back lunch, which is always a lot of fun. Hey, guys, remember today is National Teal Talk Day, and when you see a teal ribbon, it raises awareness for ovarian cancer. So, I don't know, keep this in mind. 250,000 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer every year. So please, ladies, take care of yourself, and let's be aware of that today. What a fun day today. We tried to figure out our wardrobe. We tried to figure out our hair. It's fall, but today it feels like summer. Chad's got long sweatpants on. I know he's going to take them off sometime during the show. It's we had a good time. Laura sang of her floppy bun.
I did.
And your hoodie and your shorts. It's just fun when people participate on Facebook. And we like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Where are we going today?
I think we're just going to circle back around to this question of how do we dress for this weather?
Okay.
Which is the question on all Pennsylvanians' minds. I feel when you wake up and it's 40 degrees in the morning and it's 80 degrees in the afternoon and then it's 40 degrees again.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, do we have to change our clothes 3 or 4 times a day? I don't think we should.
Probably.
Yeah.
There are some great comments on social media. Lots of people suggesting layers and hoodies. Others saying, you know what, I wear shorts until the first snowfall. I don't care.
I'm with them there. Mm-hmm.
I shared this earlier. I'll share it again on Instagram as well.
All right.
Today's thought. Welcome to Pennsylvania, where winter is at 6 a.m. Spring starts around 10. Mm-hmm. Summer rolls in about 2:30 p.m. And fall is around 4:30-ish, right before it starts to get dark. Dress accordingly.
Four seasons all in one day. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.